You can go ahead.
Is it ready, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Well, I want to welcome everybody out to the regular city council meeting tonight. We're going to have Ronnie's going to lead us in the pledge of allegiance, and then Kevin will give us the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before thee this day, and we give thanks for the opportunity to meet as a city council along with the citizens of this community under these favorable circumstances. Father, we're grateful for the moisture we've received. It's truly blessed our area, and we're thankful for it. We're also thankful for this season of year and the things that we've been able to accomplish this past summer. And we look forward to trying to wrap up some of these projects that are out there. We pray that the contracts can be completed and that the contractors can move forward and things will not be held up so that we can enjoy the roads this winter and resolve some of the issues that we've been faced with for a long time. So Father, we ask you to watch over us and help us to accomplish these things. We are also thankful for the people that we have that work for the city and our administration and the many departments that we have and the things that we're trying to accomplish there. Pray that we'll be safe in our efforts, and we pray that we might accomplish the things we need to do this night in the city council meeting. Ask thy spirit to guide us and direct us. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this country that we live in. We're thankful for the sacrifices that have been made by our emergency responders and by our armed forces and the many freedoms that we enjoy because of their efforts. We pray that the leaders of our nation can resolve the problems that are facing them and that we can move forward. This nation will continue to be a great nation. Now, Father, these are the favors and blessings we would seek for this night. Ask thee for and bestow in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike. Here. Russell.
Here.
Randy.
Here.
And Sally Johnson.
Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
I think we have three sets of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to do them individually.
Well, let's go through them
individually. August 10th, that's when Justin was the mayor for the town. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of City Council, 10th August 2021, 6:30 regular meeting, as written.
I'll second that motion.
24th.
All in favor of approving this?
Aye.
Aye. I'll make a motion that we approve the regular city council meeting, 6:30 PM meeting for the 24th of August, 2021, as written.
I'll second that motion.
All agree?
Aye.
It's a special meeting.
Yeah, that was a short one.
That was to approve the elections.
Canvas.
Make a motion to approve the special meeting dated 27th of August, 2021, in regards to the election results.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is approval of adjustments. Do these people come in and ask for these adjustments, or is it just something through the system that we do?
Some of it is that, like, they get their bill and they see that their water read they think is too high, or their power read, they come in and we'll make an adjustment if they've gone and fixed the leak. Or so some of it's that. Some of them are net meters, like the ones that have the solar meters, so they get a credit each month. I'm not sure at all.
I was just looking at them, like minus 60 cents and pretty minute. But.
A lot of that's net metering.
A lot of sales on agricultural use, because I assume that's the irrigation.
Yeah. Some of them, I see one of them is that they were given a penalty on their bill, but it looks like their express bill paid, that they had, their card had expired, they were on auto pay. And it was their first time ever, so they credited that for penalty.
I'll make a motion to approve the transaction register in the amount of $15,821.73 to the good.
I'll second that motion made by Kevin.
All in favor?
Aye.
I need it to go on because it's money.
Oh.
So Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
And Romney?
Yes.
Next is the approval of claims and requisitions, yeah.
I don't know if you can explain to me again. I think you answered this for me in the last meeting, but we got on page 8, Fairview City for youth volleyball. We get reimbursed for that, right?
So what it is a lot of the cities have started using our online way to sign up for the program. For
okay.
Softball and all of that. So they pay it through that and the money comes to us.
Uh-huh.
And then Stephanie deducts, you know, like the official fees and the paint for painting the lines and anything that way that the other cities need to pay us. She deducts it from what we took in from that, and then she sends them a check for
okay.
What's left. And that okay. happens with all of the sports. Fairview City and Moroni City, I think, are the two biggest that use that. And so they'll get money sent back to them. I think Spring City does too on occasion.
So we're just covering our overhead.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Basically. And then they get reimbursed for anything on top. Right. Beyond that.
In the past, what would happen is Stephanie would bill them. And they would send us a check for that amount. But now, since we're collecting the money, we're sending them.
Okay. That makes sense. I'll try to remember that for
a while. Did you ever see using that sports side for that?
Yes. We are. Sports side is what Stephanie uses in the pool, and it's also what we use for people reserving the pavilions out of the park or the campground up at the power plant.
That seems to be doing what you need to do.
Yeah, I know that Stephanie and Brittany really like it. They both think it's a really good program. I don't use it as much anymore that I'm not at the front desk, but I think that it works really well.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the invoice register dated 8/24/2021 to 9/10/2021 in the amount of $581,698.71.
Second.
Ready for roll call?
Yeah, roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
There aren't any requisitions today unless the culture of Shane Rodney.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
All right.
Carry a public participation.
Thank you.
Just a guess. Claudia?
Well, I'm here to complain, but I'm also here to make a recommendation. So, as you know, I only live a block from the cemetery. That's my favorite place in this whole town. I walk it a lot every night with my dog and my neighbor. It's just a special place for me. So when I go by there and see some things, then I just have to come and tell you my concerns. So again, this was brought up in a prior meeting, but you've got still all the stuff from the 4th of July. It's an eyesore out there. It's all the material that was used to set off the fireworks for the 4th of July.
Yeah, I drove by that the other night. I see they cleaned the canisters up. They still got the...
But it's just an eyesore. And a lot of people walk that. They go through there. I just think you want to make it a hallmark of our city for when people are out there that it looks really good there.
Yeah, they cleaned it.
And I think our volunteer fire department does that.
Yeah. Pretty sure it is. It's Sam. We talked to him about it, about getting it cleaned up. It looked like to me they picked up the canisters and stuff, but they still got some of the pallets sitting up.
And the other thing is a recommendation. We were here at a previous council meeting where you all approved a new software application for cemetery plots so that people could go in and search, you know, who's in a certain plot, what lot, what, whatever. Well, I went on your webpage and to cemeteries and clicked on the cemetery information link, and it brought up a software program called Cloud Smart GIS. But I don't know if that's the new one that you paid thousands of dollars for and it just hasn't been put on the webpage, or if this is the new one. But this one was hard to maneuver through, so I do have a recommendation that I think would help people that go in there. One is to put what lots are available, not just which ones have a burial in them, or also which ones are sold, because it looks like there's a whole bunch of empty lots out there, because only some of them have names on which have somebody buried them, but many of those lots have been sold, but you don't know. And I think it would really help if there was a way to code in that program either sold or available. And if it's not Cloud Smart GIS, the one that you approved, then I think it needs to be uploaded and available for use on your webpage.
You know, I don't know who actually is using that program. Coulter, can you answer that for us?
So the sexton sander uses that program. And we just updated the program, and they're still trying to get the new one up and running. But it should be able to show, when we're done, what's available, what's sold, who's where. You can even go down and filter veterans and a whole bunch of stuff. So we just switched programs, and we're trying to get it rolling.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is it the iCloud that's...
It's called Cloud Smart GIS. Is that the name?
Did you get it on, Claudia? When was it that you got on?
Yesterday.
Okay, because I know Natalie updated our website just last week, and I believe she did add the new one on there.
It's still tricky to maneuver.
I know Sandra's struggling with it too, so we're still trying to get it all figured out.
But I didn't see any kind of a down menu for the elderly, so, and I know when you read about it, it said it should show the elderly, but there's no way to even figure that out.
Okay.
So, just a suggestion, just a recommendation. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know those flowers were good out there this year. I have noticed that the flowers looked really good in the sign at the cemetery. It's, I think the hot weather and what little moisture they've got, they really blossomed out. I was kind of impressed with that. I even took a picture of it.
Okay, Dana.
And yes, Kevin, I'm sure those flowers are pretty, but I'm sure you have some stuff that isn't too nice. See how nice that's mowed and weeded? I appreciate the flowers, I think they are pretty. But I think you need to drive all the way through the cemetery or walk through like we do, and then you can see this. It was a year and a half ago I came with pictures to show you other cemeteries in San Pete County. And I don't know if you've had a chance to go and look, but I asked you if you would maybe consider hiring someone to do the job because it wasn't being done very well. We did get Lynn Larson to come and spray. She's done an excellent job there. But things are not getting mowed and they're not getting trimmed. The two newer sections don't look near as bad as the older sections. I think maybe if whoever you hired to do that this year, I don't know who is over the cemetery and who is over hiring these people to do them, but it's not being done. So somebody needs to see, and maybe next year we need to get someone else work in the website about the cemetery. It said the cemetery will be mowed and weeded weekly, give or take a little bit. So as you can see from the pictures, this isn't being done. Okay, we'll move on. I only have 3 minutes. So my other issue is the trees. Again, it's been 2 months that I offered Rick's assistance, and we said we could get in the water truck and fill it and water the trees. 2 weeks ago after council, they did get the contoured water truck, and they were through by noon. They did the few of the pines in the cemetery. The big birch wasn't done. The one down on the corner by Sam Stewart's wasn't done. The mayor also suggested, if they were going to do that, to do the maples along State Street. Years ago, that was watered all the time, once a week. We have a water truck. We have a volunteer that will go do it. I don't know what else to do. I'm concerned about the trees. They're dying. The mayor suggested we fill it with rock, but that's not going to work. You know, I know a lot of those are elm trees. A lot of them in the cemetery are, too. But they're old and they provide a shade. I just can see
that. The mayor checked into that, ma'am, and the state, the citizens are on the State Street. As far as State Street goes, from the curb on out, the citizens are responsible for it, live in front of their place.
Right, right. So Mount Pleasant City, the citizens and Mount Pleasant City.
Well, it's the citizens. It's not, and so the only way we can do it.
How are they going to water it with 4 hours of water a week?
We talked.
There's water at that well. You can fill that truck.
We talked about it. Okay, you take the truck up there and you throw that big hose out on there, and 3/4 or maybe more of the water runs down the gutter. What I would propose is that we take the citizens, run a hose out from their property, turn it on and let it soak so that we're getting the trees are getting a good soaking instead of just dumping some water on it. And before it ever soaks down, it's gone. And that would just be my proposal. The mayor and I talked about it today, and he said he thought that was a good idea. If we could some way work that to where we could get the citizens to run a hose out, Because if you go along State Street and you see where people have put irrigation systems in out front of their property, like I have down there, them trees are just as green and pretty as they can be. But I don't think, maybe in some cases, the water truck is a good idea. But just to go and dump a bunch of water on them every day, I think they need to be soaked.
That's what Mr. Neve said when he was here, that they need a good soaking. And that it needed to be watered, but I'm not sure you could do that with a 4 hour a week with a hose. And those people are gonna use those 4 hours to do their lawn, what they need to do. But so the water truck's out then. That's something we're not gonna do then.
Yeah, it's a problem. There's no doubt there's a problem. We've got extreme situation right now too with this drought.
But we have that well. I know that. But that well's out there. You've paid for it. There's water in it. I just don't know why.
We got water. Water, we can get some water in the truck. I don't think that's a problem. It's just addressing it in the right way so that we get the most benefit out of it. I don't know how the rest of you feel, but Mayor and I talking today, we just thought, well, we can use the water truck in some situations. What do you think, Kohler? Anybody?
I don't know what the solution is.
I mean, we've had 10 years of drought. We're in an extreme situation here in Mount Pleasant.
Right, and the trees are suffering because of it. And this is how they used to do it years ago, is with the water truck once a week along State Street. And
I think in order to do it, you probably have to park it there and let it soak. It'll be soaking. Just pull up and let it run. Because I think just dumping a bunch of water on it, the big majority of it's going to go right down into the gutter in a lot of these situations. I don't know. That was just my suggestion. And I don't know how we implement it, but it is something. It's a problem.
So you and the mayor feel that the water truck's out then?
That the water truck is what?
Is out?
No, we don't feel like it's out. We're just looking at different ways in order to do this and make sure that we get the most for it.
But our problem is we've wasted 2 months now that I've been told it was going to be done. And now it's September, and by the end of October, then we're done. So we need to do something from now, once a week, from now until the end of October. Any water is going to help those trees.
Wow.
Any water we can get on that truck can get on the tree.
We've got that old water truck up to the city yard. I don't know why we...
That's worn out. The red one?
Yeah.
That's shot.
Can we put that tank, the tank on that old power truck?
Sure.
And then...
Then all you'd have to do is have a garden hose hooked up to it, park it there, let it run for an hour, pull the truck up, it can be done.
Oh, it can be done, that's what I say, but if we can get the citizens involved also, then we can get them all. And the water truck, I can't imagine what it's going to take with that water truck and how many trees there are that's suffering to get to everyone.
I like Bull's idea. Property owners that have that front, they should take care of it. And actually, we can ticket them if they don't.
I don't know that, but that's what the state told him. He called the state and talked to the state on it.
Yeah, my brother works for the state.
What they should do with that.
Yes, I'm over that.
That property owners should do the snow removal in front of their homes where there's a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Up north, they ticket them, but they don't.
So what about Main Street? Where was an Olive Creek off Main Street, and that's your property?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Whatever solution we can do, but I want to get the biggest bang for the buck. Like I said, if you take the water truck, and like Kevin said, or Paul, you pull it up there and leave it for an hour, and now you get move it up and leave it. How many trees can we get in a day?
I was under the impression that they could run the sprinklers longer in those areas. That was what was worked out at the last council meeting, and obviously it's probably falling short in some way, shape, or form. I don't know, but same with the yard care. We've hassled this over, and there was supposed to be somebody assigned, and it just hasn't happened. So thank you for continuing.
continuing to bring it up.
Well, thank you. I have a plenty of passion for the cemetery. I see people out there. I see the beautiful lights that they put on to come on at night. And someone needs to see that they're just cared for.
I agree.
The weeding was done and the mowing, and it's just atrocious.
It is. That's bad. I mean, you look at that. They didn't even go between the stones.
Would be glad to. So I just think someone needs to take an initiative. We only have maybe 6 weeks left to water.
Right.
So it'd be a good idea.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Dana?
Okay, well, I want to control first. I'm just going to stand here because I don't like I'm really angry and frustrated, and I can't agree with everything that you say, because I remember, as a little girl, my grandma was mayor in the 50s, late 50s, and those trees were planted along there to beautify our community. And you go to any community surrounding Fairview, Moroni, Ephraim, Spring City, Manti, all the communities around are able to care for those trees. Those old, old pioneer planted trees down in front of Ephraim are cared for, and then they're putting others in between for when they do die. I see it as just people bring it up and it gets talked about and nothing gets done, nothing happens. But I remember years ago, Eldon Hughes had, it was a water wagon, and he would go along with the big wagon. Cheryl Munson did the same thing. I spoke with Connie Ames and she said, yes, we remember this. And people did that. We are in a drought, I get that. But it's just gone on way too long with nothing. And again, the Main Street project that was the big issue years ago. What's happened? Nothing's happened. They're dying. And it's just a sad situation. But I think that they don't need to be watered every day. Why can't someone go along there? And if there needs to be a little well around it to water those trees and give them a drink once a week, what? I don't see that that's an issue. I don't think people having 4 hours of water want to just water the trees in front of their property. And I know that many people do, and that's good that they can take that priority to do that. But I just see that it's, well, somebody's supposed to do it, but they didn't do it. So here we are to the end of the season. And I'm afraid that many of them can't be saved. I've talked to several people, and many are so willing and so concerned. Yes, we'll help. If there's a water truck or something that we can use, many of the citizens are. But I believe it's the responsibility of the city to initiate what needs to be done and do it. And that's my stand.
Thank you. Committee Moore.
Thank you.
Committee Moore, I just want to go. I agree with you. There should have been something done a long time ago with it. And it's something that we need to get to work on. And I'll do my best to make sure in the next few weeks that something's taken care of.
I'll be watching.
Okay, is there anybody else? All right. The fire department's not here, so I guess we'll move past that one. Public Works Department.
Wrapping up potholes, we're about finished with them. Still waiting on a few street signs to come in that we've ordered. We started trimming trees in city right-of-ways, the trash trees on the bridges and in the city right-of-ways, kind of getting them jumped up, getting them removed, the bad ones. We're going to continue working on that. It's going to take us a while to finish that one up. We've got 5 new water services put in this week, so that's been quite a few. That's pretty much where we're at right now. So,
lots of water services, huh?
Yeah.
Is that just new construction?
Yeah.
Single family?
That's pretty much where we're at. Just trying to wrap all up and head in the winter.
Maybe while we've got you here, what? You have your seasonal house, right? That is for the lawns and grounds and whatnot. what's your position on what's been being done at the city cemetery and the park and so forth?
We've struggled keeping mowers up right now. So I got one fixed today. One was over to Cox that's getting fixed. So we should have mowers back tomorrow. And then they can get mowing again.
So they've been shut down, huh?
Yeah, but yesterday the last one that was running broke down. So it's been tough keeping those older mowers, the two that we very originally started with. And it's been tough keeping
them. Are they the ones that you use on the cemetery?
Yeah.
Or are they just a smaller mower and stuff?
They're just a smaller riding mower, yeah. And then they have a big industrial mower, the electrical went bad in it. So that's why I spent at Cox's for 2 months while they tried to figure out the electrical in it. So we have it on the bad luck with the mowers.
I was just lifting it between the stones here. Weed eaters?
They need to weed eat. So me and the mower crew have been out chatting the morning.
Yeah, that's... When do we lose our seasonal help?
End of the month?
Probably have to get everything you can get out of them and get it trimmed up out there.
Yeah.
Best we can. Everybody, I hope you have.
No. I wonder if you have some chat.
Yeah. I had a question for you, Calder.
Yeah.
Brian Seeley up in my subdivision was concerned about some of the trees growing on the edge of the road.
That's some of the ones we're trimming out right away.
Okay. He wanted to know if he could trim them. And I thought, I don't know what kind of liability issue there'd be there.
Oh, you can trim them out if you want. I know there's a big bushy one there. They're
like nice. I thought, gosh, I don't know. I better talk to Calder or the mayor and see which way you go in there and start cutting them down. But
yeah, absolutely. You can trim it up.
If they're encroaching out the roadway, he's all right to just...
Yeah.
Most of the time, we've expected the people that have the trees in front of their homes to take care of them.
Yeah.
That's been an issue earlier on.
And these are kind of, I'm not sure if they're in the one I know of is in front of the pasture, so.
Yeah, there's just a few separate trees up there in your subdivision we want to get taken out too.
I told them I'd ask you about it, but
yeah.
It sounds like you're already on top of it, so.
So is the water truck, is that the Contoy truck? Is that the one?
Yeah.
So what would it take to get started on them this week to get some water going on these trees?
I'll just have to coordinate with Jack so we can use the truck when he's not using the truck.
What would it take? We're going to have to purchase some garden hose, because I mean, if we pull them between, we could probably run a garden hose to two of them and just let it trickle. Maybe even three of them.
I got some smaller hose we could borrow from the fire department.
We get that fixed up and start getting some water on the trees.
Do you think, I mean, I know it needs some more than that, but do you think the four-wheeler?
Who you got volunteer to? Have you got workers that can get to that, or do we need to get somebody to help?
We're going to need some volunteers, too.
My only concern, I need to pass through our liability insurance.
That's what I was just going to bring up next, using
the equipment,
guiding city equipment.
I don't think they're going to let that water truck just be used by volunteers.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to bring up.
Four-wheeler or some of that other stuff, yes, but the big equipment, I don't think we're going to be covering liability-wise.
Yeah,
well, my thought is, can we communicate with these people that live on State Street and Main Street, that can we allow a variance for watering if they're watering the trees?
So,
because they might just be afraid, hey, if I'm running my hose out there to the street, I'm going to get a ticket. And if we have a variance for that, maybe they'll be more willing to water.
I did talk to the mayor the other day, because we did have a citizen call in complaining about their neighbor that was open hose watering a tree.
Yeah.
And I told Natalie's the one that took the complaint. I said, just tell them that right now we're not really going to enforce the open hose watering on a tree, because there's a lot of concern about the trees right
now. Yeah. And even if we had a variance just for state and Maine.
And but the mayor agreed.
No one wants to lose their trees. I've lost, I don't even know, 4 or 5 this year in my own yard. So
we could put it out on Facebook or whatever that we're going to.
Like a day that they could open hose.
Do we have water?
Yeah.
One day a week.
For variants to do that.
The farmers are getting close to being done, and they're going to let us have some more water to theirs. And I think we're going to be able to get some more water.
Yeah. Let's do what we can do.
Generally, this time of year, lot of people quit using it, and it,
yeah.
Soon as they start cutting through the crop, we're gonna get some mold on it. And that, when they do that, I won't shut it off, and I think we'll be able to do some more watering.
I don't know, maybe we need to do some, get it in the paper and on Facebook that we're gonna allow that.
And I did, I also told our, I told our police secretary to tell the officers if there's somebody open hose watering a tree to not to slide them, so.
And explain to them that, you know, our trees on State Street that, that need water and in front of their properties and.
Is there a drip system on Main that's not working or something?
No, there's.
Yeah, we have sprinkler systems that water all these trees on Main. Some of the trees got sick, and we've had to take a couple out, and especially the one right by the pharmacy. I don't know what got them.
Probably lack of water. I don't know if they keep the seeds with them.
But the drippers are running. We checked them and stuff, and they're running. I don't know what got some of those trees. And I've had Gary come in on Wednesdays and make sure that these trees are watered. And that behind the stores is water. Like he's done really good at trying to get the cemetery and the park and these trees and keep them alive. We're trying our best, I promise you.
And I think your mother's done a really nice job with the hanging baskets. She's very dedicated, and I appreciate that.
We're trying, I promise.
Okay. Thanks, Kohler. Thanks, buddy.
Anything on the test well?
Power department.
Got a lot going on. Been up Skyline and out in the county the last little bit, trying to wrap up some projects before the snow starts. We hooked up 8 new services this week in the city and outside. I'm still working on that transformer down in our substation, that new one that we had the crane come in and all that. And we're just waiting on parts. It seems like they're getting further and further out. So you guys know about that. We had UAMPS meetings today. Had a good discussion on the Payson project there, how it's being utilized to kind of compensate to help, you know, because our bills have been kind of high these last few months, and so they've been trying to run that Payson project to kind of shed during peak. So we don't have to pay those high prices, and it seems like it's been helping. And so hopefully we're going to keep doing that in UAMPS and everything. We had a good discussion on the carbon-free power project that's coming along. They're actually on site doing drilling and all that, and trying to get soil samples and everything. And so it's coming along. It's just taking time. The steel solar project that we just got in on should be coming next month online. And that's going to come in around $30 per megawatt hour, so around 3 cents per kilowatt hour, so which is real good. So hopefully that helps us during the day. Our problem is if we peak at around 7, 8 o'clock at night, you know, when people's getting home and all that. So solar's kind of nice during the day, but we've been working with the farmers on their bills because they've been pumping a lot, trying to give them some relief of what we can with the time of use program that we have. It's been working pretty good. So I just found out yesterday that we're losing one of our new guys that we just hired, which is kind of disappointing, but I wish him the best. And so I told the mayor and Dave that we're definitely going to have to look into this and see what we can do to keep good quality employees, and so we don't keep losing guys. That's 4 guys in the last 7 years. So
which one did we lose?
Kate Vouch.
She just chasing money.
No, he's moving for family. Oh. She's family problems, you know, issues that he's been working with. So
okay.
So it's all good. He's leaving on good terms, and and everything, so we're wishing them the best. And so what we're going to do, since Jeannie kind of pointed it out, since we, it's in still in the 6 months probation period, we'll kind of go through the list of guys that we interviewed and call them who, and see if they're still interested and see who we can kind of come up with, and we'll keep you guys informed kind of what's going on there. But I have been getting a lot of calls from other utilities trying to do competitive studies because we're not the only ones who's struggling right now. And so I think that's pretty much it. Just a lot of services going on. New line extensions. The girls in the office are busy with all the estimates and the invoices and all that, so I credit them with dealing with our headache, and Jeannie dealing with my headache with UMs and stuff. And so,
are they keeping up?
Yeah. So yeah, we're just moving right along, and you know, if there's anything we could do to help out with the trees or whatever, we can do that. Well, one thing I do have coming in is a tree company. They're going to be starting doing some trees next week, trimming trees in the worst locations that we have here in town. And we're going to try to hit some of the spots that we can hit. Right now, we haven't done much maintenance. And so while they're trimming, I want to kind of jump on some maintenance and get a little bit of maintenance in while we can before the snow starts, and then hopefully when winter comes around, we can do a lot more maintenance. That's kind of what the plan is. I know last year, it didn't slow down. Mm-hmm. You know, we worked all through winter. It was busy. But I hope this year kind of slows down. And then with the impact fees coming into play next week, so that's gonna be nice to see that coming in too.
Yeah.
So start paying for these bigger projects.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Lost a lot of revenue, so it's really going to help out the budget.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
So these tree trimmers, are they just trimming where it's threatening your power lines?
Yeah, but if they can, I told them take them clear to down if they can, right underneath the line.
Uh-huh. If the tree's dead.
Yeah. Just so
don't let me out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, if they can take it down instead of making it look like crap.
Yeah, if it's dead, it's dead.
Yeah. Let's take them down, but if not, then, you know, they'll do the best they can.
All right.
But I know we got to have at least on our three-phase lines, you know, we're supposed to have at least 7 to 10 feet on each side of those 7,200-volt lines. And so I told them that's what we need. If you guys can get that, great. If you can't, do your best. You can work with the citizens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm still got some penstocks leaking. Is that right?
We do.
Is it bad?
Paul replaced, what, 200-foot section? And there was like, what, how many leaks have been that? So he did a lot of it, and so I appreciate his help in taking care of that. But yeah, we do have some other spots. Cameron did try to go weld some spots, but it seems like every time we have to turn water out of that penstock line and we turn water back in, there's a new leak. And so that's just something we're
looking at. Well, that's something we're looking at in the future too, then, probably.
Yeah.
Whole lot of work there, huh, Skunkford?
Yeah, I would like to see if we can, you know, especially if it comes to a point where we can pipe that natural spring up there, you know, and then complete the pipe down there, and then also run our penstock right next to that, if we share that cost and everything. So something we're looking at in the future.
Okay. So,
okay, thanks you guys.
Thank you for everything you do. Okay, I guess it's council reports. Justin, you got anything?
Yeah, I think I'll forego tonight, though, just because I'm online. It might be a little difficult to hear and stuff. I don't have anything pressing, so I don't have anything, but I don't think you can wait until next meeting.
Okay. It'd be Kevin.
I really don't have anything either. I'm still waiting for motors. I got to get the coolers, but I'm still waiting for motors on my contract project.
Yeah, just let us know. I think we're ready.
Yeah, you are. We'll have those now, but finish them off. We've done one today and we'll do the other one tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And I had four of the guys from our supplier in the office yesterday talking about other things, and I said, they've been ordered for months.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a crazy world. Other than that, I'm good.
Okay, Randy?
Well, I've been trying to stay in contact with Don. He's the one that's put together these estimates for our roads through LiftTech, that composite road service that's, you know, we've loved and it's affordable. And I've had trouble getting a hold of him. I finally got a hold of him today and found out that they're having legal troubles between LiftTech and Bedrock, the company that he used to work for. And they don't want him. Well, he's on a non-disclosure deal with LiftTech right now. But I'm not sure what that means exactly. He's trying to work something out still. He's still optimistic we can get our roads before the winter. But they've run into a lot of legal troubles. And I'm frustrated because I feel like we've been strung along and wasn't fully aware of what was going on behind the scenes. Or I would have considered another option for roads this year. He's going to get back to me, said today, tomorrow, within the next week, and give me some options that we can look at. One option is that we could just hire, we would just buy the product from LiftTech and hire him as a consultant, and he would make the arrangements for the contractors. There's options, but there's also legal action going on right now between LiftTech and Bedrock, and that's unfortunate because it was really a good deal for us. He hasn't given up all hope. He's still optimistic we can get this done this fall. But the good news is we haven't given them 1 cent.
Yeah.
So, and we won't give them any money. Worst case scenario, we're going to have to wait till the spring. The money's not going to go away, and we'll just have to look at something different in the spring. But
is this, I guess it's the parent company that's got the...
LiftTech has really put the binders on him.
Well, is there a chance of getting LiftTech to do it?
Yeah, and that's an option that... this is just all brought to my attention this afternoon, so...
I mean, it'd be nice to get both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Because, if you know, maybe there was some problems with the quality of work. You just don't know.
Right.
So
And like I said, I've been trying to reach him for 2 weeks, and I finally got him.
Even LiftTech?
No, just Don, because right. He's the one that put together these estimates and led me to believe that...
Yeah.
They'll be moving into town at the end of the month and get going on this. And then I got a different story today, which is frustrating, but we haven't lost anything other than time.
Just time.
So, and that's great advice. I will reach out to LiftTech.
Well,
it's unfortunate that...
nice to know
all
the circumstances because...
But they've...
contractors promise things all the time and they can't deliver. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, it sounds like in the non-disclosure though, his hands are probably tied to what he can tell him.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's...
he was going to reach out to me the next couple days and try to give me some options, but I will follow up with LiftTech and see what they can do for us. If we can't get it finished this fall, chip sealed, double chip sealed, and I don't want to have a half-finished road through the winter.
You know, the other thing is most contractors have just been swamped.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lack of laborers. I mean, and it's the whole society. It isn't just road construction. It's every aspect of construction.
You're absolutely right.
There's
the oil for the chip seal.
Yeah, there's a real lack of labor, and there's a real lack of certain products.
Right.
It's that way all over.
But I was expecting good news, and I was really disappointed to learn that this afternoon. And I wished I could have learned that 2 weeks ago when I first reached out, trying to follow up to see where we were at. But I should have more information in our next meeting. Before then, I will. And maybe I can send out an email and just...
Okay.
But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of good news there. We love their product, but...
Yeah.
It's a sticky situation right now.
We got our hopes up to do a lot more with the two. We hope, but we still can't.
And so I'll reach out to Litech and maybe, you know, we'll find out. Because it's a great product. It's hard, it's tough as nails, and it's very the cost of asphalt. So that's all I got. That's where we're at with them.
Well, of course, what I got, I was out there at the Comptory. And I don't know whether we're going to have to go with cameras or what we're going to have to do out there. But them side-by-sides are just tearing that place up.
I noticed that on the road.
He had been the field down there, I guess, getting ready for the equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been out in the middle of that Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're just tearing that up. They burned the old railroad track so they can't jump anymore. And I think it's just one. I tried to track it the other day. I tracked it down over past Elmo's place, and I was looking for maybe an intersection to give me some clue where he was going. Tried to do a little FBI work, see if I can catch up with him. But I caught him down there walking one day, some kids, and I run them off. I told them this is, you know, city property, and I don't know how we deal with it. There's got to be some way that we can get the word out that, well, they dug some ruts. They was right down in front of the arena door and everywhere there. They really had a good time after that rain.
Any idea what time of day it's happening?
I don't know if it's at night, but it was after the rainstorm.
It was after the rainstorm.
But there's more than that. There's a lot of teenagers in cars and trucks and stuff. I've actually run some off myself. But, yeah, there's more than one. Because where I'm building down there, I can hear them.
You call the police right off. Let's get them out there. Let's try to get this stopped. Because, yeah, I noticed there was a truck, too. There's some truck tracks.
And that's city property.
Yeah, that's city property. We might can hook them for damage to city property. And it needs to be stopped.
That's why I asked what time it takes. Because, like, depending on, we could just ask the officers to drive by their periodic.
It's all hours. On the weekend, it's...
Mostly weekends?
No, but on the weekends, it could be in the middle of the day. It varies.
Okay, if you see it, call.
Yeah.
If anybody else sees anything, call. Let's get it stopped. Because they're really tearing it up, boy. And when Jack goes in and gets that all tilled and everything for this equestrian and out through there, and then they're going all over. They're just... It's good sand for them to do that in, so...
It's a depiction size up in all ATVs.
Yeah, well, I talked to the mayor about that today, and that's where we thought we ought to get some signs, maybe, and you know, depicting no ATVs and city property. And
the problem with that is that us that respect that, I mean, we go to the arena multiple times a week, and that's what we use, the side-by-side or the four-wheeler to pack saddles and stuff over or whatnot. So I don't think banning them from the area, we just need to catch who's doing it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think signs more along the lines of damage to city property will be punished or something.
Something we need to talk about, probably, how we want to handle it.
There is no signs down there, private property, and those persons abusing or violating the property needs to be prosecuted.
This is property outside or surrounding?
Yeah, the surrounding property, the roads and they got a plate where he puts down a lot of sand and stuff for these horses. And these horses, some of these people's got $500,000 tied up in horses. I mean, it's serious business, this equestrian. And that sand and everything's gotta be just right for them to jump and everything, and they get that done. And I just noticed they'd been out there gouging and digging in that stuff. So, but it's just something that needs to be addressed. Then racing down Blackhawk. I seen two line up the other day and take off down there. Yeah, going down.
Two lined up today down there.
Two old trucks. Yeah, ugly truck.
That's power, we've got two power boxes.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm worried about, that. Yeah, hitting the fire hydrant out there at the equestrian or buildings or whatever, you know? Yeah. So, that's all I got. Stephanie and everything's going good with the wreck up there. No problems there.
Oh, I did check out the swimming pool boiler, and it's holding up really good now.
Good.
So, we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're just doing inspections because what we've done, we hoped would last for a year. And this one's at 5 months, and it's been keeping up. In fact, the Oxman runs some numbers, and it's even saving a little bit of money we can see over previous years.
Awesome.
That's some good news, too.
Yeah, it is. There is some good. Hopefully we'll get your trees watered, ladies. Get your cemetery taken care of. We'll work on it. Thanks. We do appreciate you coming in. We do.
Yes, thank you for coming.
I'm willing to help. Like I said, it's just a place where a lot of people go and it just needs to be kept up.
Yeah.
It's our concern as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's...
This gentleman was wondering, do we have any news on the test well?
Well, Dave said today that he'd signed the paper, so they got 90 days now.
I think Coulter knows more about it than I do.
I thought they were going to be here last week, so...
So we're still waiting for the rig?
But they signed it today, so now they're under the...
Okay, so it should be 80 days.
Yeah.
We should see a rig get set up.
So they did converse today, so that's supposed to be started. But they'd get right on it.
I think we're all anxious to see what kind of...
Yeah.
...flow we're going to get.
So... Well, I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Did you invite me or you did not make a motion? I'm not used to the chair making motions.
Justin, are you in favor of that?
Maybe say yes. I'll entertain a motion.
Entertain.
Yeah, I realize
that. Mike, he turns to me all the time. Here, and he'll say, come on.